USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying thousands of U.S. troops are scheduled to be deployed to the U.S. border with Mexico, perhaps by tomorrow. Detailing plans yesterday, the president insisted that people in Central American caravans won't be allowed to enter the United States.
We have about 5,008 military personnel on top of Border Patrol, ICE.
Reports are the president's considering sending as many as 15,000 active duty troops to the border. The man accused of killing 11 people in a Pittsburgh synagogue last Saturday is to face arraignment today. Robert Bauer is now charged with 44 criminal counts, including federal hate crimes. A man charged for allegedly throwing a can of beer during yesterday's Red Sox World Series championship parade and damaging the World Series trophy. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Legendary Major League Baseball slugger Willie McCovey has died, most known for his years as a San Francisco Giant, the team he started with and later ended his career with after a few brief stops in between. He ended that career in July of 1980 with a big hit when the Giants played the Dodgers.
Trying to hit in the alley in right center field. A base hit going all the way to the wall. Willie's sitting around 30, coming home. And the ball game is over. McCovey with a double. And
the great Vin Scully with that call. McCovey was 80. The suspect in last week's Kroger supermarket shooting in Kentucky is being indicted on charges of murder and attempted murder. Authorities say Gregory Bush shot and killed two black people because of their skin color in Jefferstown. After the murders, Bush, who is white, got into a shootout with an armed citizen. He reportedly said, quote, "Whites don't kill whites." This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, enter promo code USA, that's promo code USA.
Starting today, Americans can purchase health care from the Obamacare Marketplace. For the sixth straight year, the Affordable Care Act is opening its marketplace so Americans can sign up for care, and it's scheduled to be open for 6 weeks. Half as long as it used to be, it will be the first time consumers can purchase short-term health plans that will have lower costs and offer less coverage. Republicans backing that plan to help lower costs, but Democrats warn that many will discover too late that many pre-existing conditions are not covered and they'll have to pay out of their own pocket for some basic health services. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and the City Council not seeing eye to eye on how to house the homeless in the Big Apple. Some council members joining advocates on the steps of City Hall yesterday to push for new legislation, a bill that would force apartment buildings constructed with city subsidies to have a 15% of their units earmarked for the homeless. CBS New York is reporting the mayor doesn't support that legislation. His office says the mayor already has a plan to build housing for the homeless and argues that this policy would limit the mayor's initiatives. And many of Aretha Franklin's personal items will be going up for auction next week at the Hard Rock Cafe in New York City. Nearly 60 items, including some of her performance outfits. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.